This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a four-letter word well-suited to use in describing this economy of late. Data, people. Data. D-A-T-A. And I'm thinking here in particular of its use to the Federal Reserve, which meets next week to consider, again, what to do with interest rates. Raise them one more time? Skip a meeting, perhaps? Pause for a while longer? Whatever they are going to do, they will have had a slew of new data to consider since their last meeting, including an update on wages. Wage gains, that's the key part, right? Gains, they do seem to be moderating. Average hourly earnings up 4.3% year over year in May, still higher than before the pandemic, to be sure, but well off the pace a year ago of almost 6%. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now to get us going, we've got some evidence that wages employers are offering for open positions, that is, to job switchers in this economy, they're rising more slowly now, too.
Job postings have been falling as the labor market gradually cools down from the red-hot hiring frenzy of the past few years. At the job site Indeed, which is a Marketplace underwriter, they're down more than 15% since last spring. And, says Director of Economic Research Nick Bunker,
wage growth is coming down.
It's still pretty strong, 5.3% on an annual basis last month, according to Indeed.
But that's a considerable slowdown when you compare it to what we're seeing at the beginning of 2022, when posted wages were growing about 9.3% year over year.
Now, keep in mind, advertised wages are often set pretty high to entice people who already have jobs. Bunker predicts these wage gains will keep slowing and reach pre-pandemic levels by early next year. Joe Galvin at small business advisory firm Vistage says employers are now facing less pressure to outbid each other as their workforces stabilize.
As CEOs downshift into a slowing economy, they are turning the dials at slowing of increase of headcount, not replacing open jobs.
Meanwhile, recent job cuts in tech, media, finance, and elsewhere have some workers worrying they'll face outright wage losses, says John Lear at Morning Consult.
Higher income workers are extremely nervous about their near-term job prospects. They increasingly expect to lose pay or income over the next 4 weeks.
But the situation's not so great at the opposite end of the income spectrum either. Wage gains are actually slowing the most for low-wage workers, says Indeed's Nick Bunker.
The tighter labor market let wages grow faster for workers at the bottom of the income distribution. And what our data suggests is that period of reducing inequality might be fading.
What's more, says Tulane economist Gary Hoover, prices are still rising faster than wages, meaning workers are falling further and further behind.
The drop back to normality in wages is preceding the drop in prices, which is actually putting those people at the bottom of the wage distribution at a disadvantage.
His biggest worry that job growth will also stall along with wage gains. Then there'll be more people with no income facing higher prices. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.